Hello?
Yeah, hi, am I speaking with Kim?
Yes.
Hi, Kim. My name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First. I'm
Hi.
calling for Kenneth, I believe.
Hold on one second.
Okay. Hello? Hello? What are you?
Daddy, here, the phone. Oh.
Hello.
Whoa. Hi, I'm calling from Valley Home, Family First Home Care. How can I? I'm calling today to see if you were able to schedule that assessment, if your daughter Kim scheduled that assessment with you.
Okay, so anyway, hold on. Okay, so you're cutting that down.
Yeah.
Okay, so what company is this from?
This is Family First. My colleague spoke to you already. Can we speak to Kim?
Yeah, you want to speak to Kim now? Okay.
Well, yes, we were calling about you, but I believe we spoke last with Kim, so she'd know
Oh,
what we were talking about.
like
Hello, Kim? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Kim?
Yes.
Hi. So going back on the last conversation you had with my colleague, I believe she gave you the PAIEB's number to call and
Right.
schedule. Were you able to do that?
Yeah, my daughter, that's why she's not even here. Yeah,
So
because
this
I.
is about Kenneth.
Oh, Kenneth. Wait a minute, because I can't even hear. I didn't get. Yeah, this call is for Kenneth.
We're calling about Kenneth in regards to setting his waiver program up and running so he can
Oh,
get
okay.
services. Now, he's supposed to have an assessment. Was that assessment scheduled?
No, that assessment was not scheduled.
Okay. So, Kim, can I give you the number to call in with Kenneth now and schedule that assessment?
Yes, one second. Give me I need a pen.
Okay.
You got one? I have it right here. You okay, Daddy? You sit there. Okay. All right. I got the pen.
Alrighty. So the number you'd be calling in with him is 877
877
550
550
4227. 27.
27.
Okay, you call
Well,
in.
yeah, we set it up so that we can get the PA waiver. And the agency called back, and yesterday we had to call the welfare office to find out what's the issue, because I gave them everything that they asked me to give them. And the issue is tomorrow I have to meet up with the lady at the agency after his doctor's appointment, and I have to give her all the information I gave to the welfare office so that she can, I don't know, send it back. We both talked to them. I don't know why they're telling us that they haven't received anything yet. They're waiting for Maximus. I just don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's taking this long. Now, everything they asked me to do, I did. When I went to the welfare office, they told me they, because I asked them, you know, just trying to figure out how everything is going, like moving forward, you know, is there anything that I need to have for him? And they're telling me no. Maximus is going to call me and let me know everything. So I'm like, okay. Yesterday, I get a call from the agency, and the agency we picked for the care. And she said, no, this is what they do. So tomorrow I have to meet with her. I have to go and get another, because I gave all the information to the welfare office. I have to get another award letter for my dad. I have to get, I got all his insurance information and 5 years of pay stuff. I gave them all this stuff.
No,
I do not know what's going on.
You chose another agency then. If that's the case, we are also another agency. I don't know which agency, what's the name of the agency you chose?
Family, is it, what is it? Let me get to
Family
that.
First?
Yeah, Family First, right?
We are Family First, and I don't see anywhere here in the notes that anyone is coming down to talk to you tomorrow.
No, I have to go take him to a doctor's appointment. From the doctor's appointment, I'm supposed to come there and meet with someone with all his information.
Well, not Family
this
First.
This is Family First, right?
Yeah,
it is.
Family
One
First.
One second, please.
Okay. What is going on? Like, what is all this? But you know what it could be? So many agencies is calling us. We could be confused. We thinking it's Family First, and I don't know. That's the only agency I know, Family First. That's the one we was dealing with. So maybe all this is happening because it's a whole other agency. I'm thinking this the welfare office.
Well, the welfare office, county assistance office, that's all going to be the same. But whether you're talking to two different agencies, that's what I would like to find out. Because if we're going to help you get the services and then you're going to go ahead and turn around to another agency, it's not fair to the team that's working on the case. Do you understand? So,
well, listen, I don't know who to trust at this point, because now you're every time, listen, I did everything that was asked of me to do for him.
Right, right. No, that we understand.
Okay. Right. So I don't know. At this point, it seemed like everybody is trying to get care for him, and I get that. My thing is this. It doesn't matter what agency I'm dealing with. I need help. I need to care. But apparently a bunch of agencies are calling. Because, see, now this is Family First. I don't know who the hell I talked to yesterday.
Well, that's
I thought it was you guys.
I don't see here
Lord
anything in the
mercy.
Notes that you spoke to anyone. We had a case open with you since May.
July.
Yeah,
right?
July.
Right.
July, let me see here. June 14, actually.
Oh, maybe it was June. Okay, yeah, I know it was around that time.
So Family First is who you've been talking to. If somebody else is talking to you, ask them where they're calling from and who they are, because if it's not from this agency, then I don't know if you're doing anything extra, and that's just a shame, you know?
Oh, my God. I need to find out what's going on, because now I'm confused. Now, tomorrow he has this appointment. She's telling me to get all this information. It wasn't even an agency. I don't...
So that it must have been the county assistance
office. That's
what
we were dealing with, Family First.
Do you know what I'm thinking now? It may have been a case manager down at the county assistance office who's been assigned to the case.
That needs that information.
And that needs it. So that's a good. That's good. That we're happy with. Yeah, we like that, because that means that someone's looking at the case and wants to just get everything else together. How about what time are you supposed to be meeting with her?
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, he has an appointment. It's after I get out of the appointment, I'm supposed to be meeting with her.
Okay, so how about you give me a call back around like 12:30, 11:30, and then, or I can give you a call back and we could touch base and see what happened. And then if not, we can call into the IEB's office and look at the status of the case, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that'll
be
better, because I'm confused now.
Yeah,
I'm thinking I'm dealing with Family First and...
Yeah.
Okay.
The number I gave you ending
Let
in
me
4227,
call the PA waiver first. Yeah.
That number ending in 4227, I gave you that full number, right?
Right, the PA waiver number.
It's actually an independent enrollment broker number for Maximus,
okay,
but what you can do is call into them, and you can ask them what the status of the case is. They usually see updates from the county assistance office. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm here to help you with anything that you need. The number I called you at, you could also text me at. Just give me Kenneth's first and last name. Say, hey, this is Kim, just touching base. I spoke to the IEB office, and they said that the status is holding here and here. And then we can move forward, and I can assist you better so you're not walking around in the dark. Okay? You're doing it with somebody. You're not just doing it alone.
Go ahead. Mercy. Okay.
Yeah. All righty.
All right, but I think I should probably call them, too, just to check the status. I know I got this appointment tomorrow. Let me find that, because now I need to know some things for myself, because I really need to help, and it's already taken months.
Mm-hmm.
It just is ridiculous that it even has to take this long. All right, get the information. Give me this. Give me that information that's already in the system.
Right, but you should just know that when it comes to the county assistance office and when it usually comes to these state-given programs, these things generally do take time because you're not – it's you and 10,000 people in your area doing the same thing. So, you know, they are doing the best they can do. And like I said, you're not doing this alone. I do have the tools to help with whatever you need. So just shoot me a text or give me a call back at this number. My extension is 119, and we're here to help you, okay?
Wait a
and
minute.
General,
119 is your extension.
Mm-hmm.
119.
Now, in general, if you do get calls from people asking for information, unless it's the county's assistance office or Family
mm-hmm.
First, just make sure who you're talking to because there's a lot of private information, okay?
Yes, it is. And I'm thinking it's you because I'm like, what do you mean? I'm supposed to be meeting up with her, giving her all the information that I already took care of for you guys. And she was like, no, just bring it when you come. Wait, this is how we'll know. Are you at Front and Allenny?
Well, we're based, we have an office down in Pennsylvania,
right?
But right now our office is based in New York. So we're working, our office
online,
is,
basically.
Well, not really online, but we're in the office. It's just, we're working, I mean to say, our office isn't in PA, but we're not there right now. We have some of our colleagues there, but we're doing a little bit back and forth.
Oh, okay.
So that's,
I got you.
So that's not
okay.
Even, yeah. Calls with the daughter.
Okay. Right. This is ridiculous. Okay.
All
I guess
right.
I'll call you after his appointment tomorrow.
All right. Or you can leave me a text message when you go in.
Okay. I'll text.
Keep me updated,
okay? All right. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
This was so